73 people have died in a fire in a building where homeless people were sheltered in central Johannesburg. Associated Press correspondent Karen Shamus reports.
Emergency services took 3 hours to extinguish the fire, which broke out overnight. Spokesman Robert Mulotsi said a search and recovery operation was underway and firefighters were moving through the building.
We'll be moving floor by floor to make sure that we clear all the floors.
He added that of the dozens who died, several were children, the youngest a one-year-old. Mulotsi said dozens were also injured in the blaze in what he described as effectively an informal settlement. Abandoned and broken down buildings in the area are common and are often taken over by people desperately seeking some form of accommodation. I'm Karen Shamas.
African and Western nations had reacted a day after army officers in Gabon seized power and placed President Ali Bongo under house arrest Wednesday. Economic Community of Central African States, ECCAS, Thursday condemned the use of force to resolve political conflicts and called for a rapid return to constitutional order in Gabon. The U.S. State Department and the UN issued statements strongly opposed to military seizures or unconstitutional transfers of power. Speaking at a meeting of European Union foreign ministers Thursday, EU Foreign Policy Chief Josep Borrell said while not defending coups, argued the officers intervened after Ali Bongo won what he called an unfair election.
Military coups are not the solution, but we must not forget that in Gabon there had been elections full of irregularities and there are military and institutional coups where weapons are not needed. But if I cheat in the elections to achieve power, that is also an irregular way to arrive in power.
This is VOA News. Tropical storm Idalia Thursday is moving off the coasts of South and North Carolina in the U.S. southeast and into the Atlantic Ocean after leaving a trail of flooding and devastation throughout the southeastern U.S. The storm's ferocious winds left as many as 500,000 customers without power in Florida and other states as it ripped down power poles and power lines. Idalia was a powerful hurricane when it made landfall in Florida's remote Big Bend area Wednesday, where it shredded homes and submerged streets. At a news briefing Thursday, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis said the state has asked the federal government for help.
We have requested from the federal government a major disaster declaration for all 25 counties that fell under the hurricane warning. This will allow us to start debris removal and will provide funding for individual assistance, which includes shelter and temporary housing for impacted individuals.
At the same news conference, Federal Emergency Management Agency Administrator Deanne Criswell said the agency had received the request and was acting on it. The military junta that seized power in Niger July 26 said in a statement that the French ambassador to Niger, Sylvain Ité, no longer had diplomatic immunity and police had been instructed to expel him. Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan reports.
The ambassador was ordered to leave within 48 hours on Friday in response to actions taken by the French government that the junta said were, quote, contrary to the interests of Niger. The visas of the ambassador and his family were cancelled, the junta said in a statement dated August 29th and confirmed as authentic by the junta's head of communications. The foreign ministry in Paris responded on Thursday, saying that the Niger coup leaders have, quote, no authority to ask France's ambassador in Niamey to leave. French President Emmanuel Macron said on Monday that the ambassador would stay in the country despite the junta's pressure and reiterated France's support to Niger's ousted president, Mohamed Bazoum.
Days after treated wastewater was released from the crippled Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant into the Pacific, U.S. Ambassador to Japan Rahm Emanuel traveled to the region Thursday to show his support. Emanuel enjoyed a lunch of locally caught seafood with the mayor of the city of Soma in Fukushima Prefecture as reporters looked on. The support was significant as China earlier this week banned all Japanese seafood imports and accused the nation of treating the ocean like a sewer. Emanuel accused China of spreading misinformation and playing politics with the situation. He praised Japan for its transparency and scientific rigor before releasing the treated wastewater and said China should have played by the same rules during the COVID-19 pandemic. Emanuel also laid flowers at a memorial for victims of the 2011 earthquake and tsunami that damaged the power plant. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.
Hits. Only the Voice of America.